What about the issue of whether to start the trastuzumab during the chemotherapy, specifically the taxane portion in an AC-type taxane approach, as opposed to afterwards? There's been confusion about that in that you have the HERA study that used the sequential approach that showed a 50% reduction, and yet the intergroup NCCTG study showed much greater benefit when the concurrent approach was used. Can you sort of put that together?
Well, it's important to realize that the numbers at this point do not give us statistical power to really make the difference. Yes, it is true that in the NCCTG study that there was a numerically higher reduction in the risk of recurrence between sequential and concurrent. And even though that difference did meet the conventional level of statistical significance in that the p-value was less than 0.05, it was an interim analysis. And when you do an interim analysis, you generally reset the p-value to a much more stringent level. So that actually was not met in the interim analysis of the NCCTG study. So technically speaking, we cannot formally say that there is a statistical advantage of overlapping the paclitaxel with trastuzumab. Now again, in my estimation and in my projection, I do think it probably is more advantageous to give it together, and I certainly think in a higher risk patient, my preferred regimen would be doxorubicin and cyclophosphamide followed by paclitaxel given with trastuzumab. However, when you look at the HERA data, where all the chemotherapy was given later, the odds reductions are not that much different, 45% versus 50% for the American studies. So I think it's still an unknown issue. What is the importance of overlapping? My way of looking at it is that the cardiotoxicity rate, which again is not statistically different but seems to be higher with the overlap, needs to be taken into account. So I guess the extreme situation would be the very high-risk patient who's got an excellent performance status and a good cardiac function. That's someone who I would use overlapping. And then someone who maybe didn't meet those criteria, I would probably use sequential. And the sequential option opens up many regimens that you might use. For example, there are a lot of patients whose physicians, for example, like to use the docetaxel, doxorubicin, and cyclophosphamide, the TAC combination. And I think if that's your preferred regimen, then I think it could be very reasonable to use that followed by trastuzumab.